Drawing on recent speculative work by evolutionary theorists, Mr. Dennett sketches a picture of how religion might have arisen as a naturally selected adaptation to the early human environment. Perhaps, he suggests, credulous Homo sapiens had a higher survival rate because they were more susceptible to the placebo effect and thus more likely to be cured of diseases by the ministrations of a shaman. Adam Kirsch, New York Sun. Following this bouncing ball of belief, as we have throughout history, it has taken just over 150 years for humanity to come full circle, to abandon and then redeem the beliefs that aided the survival of men and women from the very start. Herbert Benson and Marg Stark, Timeless Medicine. As we have seen, in a materialist environment, science offers two basic approaches to spirituality. One approach sees it as an accidental byproduct of human brain development, so any relationship between spirituality and health is accidental. Indeed, many scientists have assumed an inverse relationship without good evidence, or any evidence at all. The other approach sees spirituality as good for humans because it promotes evolutionary fitness. But that view is problematic because, as we have seen, specifically evolutionary fitness is not necessarily either a goal or an outcome of spirituality. The problem has been that materialism lacks an underlying theory that accommodates but does not distort the evidence for the spiritual nature of humans and its outcome in physical or mental health. Dr. Herbert Benson, who spent his career working in Harvard Medical School's teaching hospitals, is one of a handful of medical investigators who established the scientific field recognized today as mind-body medicine. Associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, he founded Harvard's Mind-Body Medical Institute at Boston's Deaconess Hospital. Observing how patients got better or didn't, he became convinced that our bodies are wired to benefit from exercising not only our muscles, but our rich inner human core, our beliefs, values, thoughts, and feelings. I was reluctant to explore these factors because philosophers and scientists have, through the ages, considered them intangible and unmeasurable, making any study of them unscientific. But I wanted to try because, again and again, my patients' progress and recoveries often seemed to hinge on their spirit and will to live. And I could not shake the sense I had that the human mind and the beliefs we so often associate with the human soul had physical manifestations.